This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back with my last installment in families. I've been going over what some of the characteristics are of healthy families and trying to make applications that you can use right now, today, tonight, tomorrow, in your own family life. And as well, I've tried to draw some connections between team and work group so that those of you that don't have families with you where you are right now can have something to do as well. I don't want to leave anybody out, and that is a tall task to do in 10 minutes. However, we shall have fun. Today I'm talking about fun specifically. Healthy families have a sense of play and humor. They also share leisure time. Those are the big 2 points I want to work with today. Humor is something that is terribly overlooked in our society. Now, certainly, it's not when you think of comedians and stuff, but I mean, within the normal everyday push and pull of family, it's often humor that is the first to go. Something that was funny yesterday for mommy when the little child did it is overbearing and problematic today. We wear out, we get frustrated, we get tired, we get burned out, and all of that contributes to making sometimes our family being very much of a survival mode. I want to try and get us back to the fun mode. What does your family do for fun where you are? I want you to take a minute and think. Of course, I'm not going to stop talking for a minute, but I want you to think, and after the program is over, I want you to write down some of the things that your family does for fun. Then I want you to write down some of the things that your family used to do back when you were at home in your other place for fun, and then see if there's a way to do some of those things here in a different way. Families have a sense of play and humor. What do you guys do? One of the things that we used to do all the time was just talk about things that were funny and end up laughing. There was a lot of laughter in our family. A lot of, at least that's what I remember. And I think, you know, our memory is selective. And so I choose to remember all the fun times. But we would laugh in the car. We would laugh driving around. We would laugh and tease. There was a lot of good-natured kind of teasing going on. I don't know how we managed to find the right place of that, but it was something that was gave us the chance to enjoy each other, sometimes at each other's expense. I always allowed the kids to make fun of me. Sometimes other parents would think that I was doing something wrong. They probably didn't correct me very much because I was the psychologist. So, you know, you don't want to tell the expert, so-called expert, how to do it. But I always wanted to give my kids the opportunity to engage in give and take with me. If they went over the line, I'd tell them. And sometimes I got pretty upset with them, and we'd all learn from that. But they could tell me when I went over the line. As the result, I've noticed, even especially with my son, is that when we go to back-to-school nights, the parents of the other kids were always kind of worried about what was going on, and I'd always find out new things. One of the things I kept hearing from teachers all the time was his ability to give and take, his ability to spar with them. Most of them thought it was an incredibly good skill that he had learned, and after they met me, they figured out where he got it from. Some of the ones that were a little bit more threatened kind of saw him as being a little bit irreverent, but for me, I guess irreverency is not something that I wanted to get out of him. We need to be a little bit irreverent. I always say about myself is I don't mind being a little irreverent. I just don't want to be irrelevant. Ha ha. So play and humor. How do we foster and facilitate that? Some kids are naturally more sober and somber and quiet. Well, they still laugh and they still enjoy things. You have to find out what those things are. Sometimes they may be very unrelated to things that you like. Well, there's an opportunity for you to stretch and grow. The second thing is the family shares leisure time. The sharing of leisure time, I think, is very important. and it's leisure time, so that means not a lot of scheduling. When was the last time you just chilled with your family? A long time, probably. Maybe yesterday, I don't know. But most of us, we get so busy and we think, oh, I can do this, I can do that. Oh, yeah, I have time to do this here, that we don't just share our leisure time. Now, I'm not particularly proud about some of the leisure time that I've shared with my kids. One of our biggest problems has been television. It's been very easy for us to become very passive with the television. And I've noticed that my TV watching has dropped off since my son has been away to school. That doesn't mean that I don't watch TV and that I don't watch too much, but it has dropped off and that I've done other things. And that's been a little bit bittersweet for me because I thought, you know, I could have done some of this stuff with Ben. It wouldn't have been like a chore, although it was a chore, but it would have been more fun to do it together. So what sorts of leisure time things do you guys do? Write this down too. I'm giving you a lot of homework for afterwards, but I think that's okay. Now I want to talk about the final point of today. I haven't said it yet because it didn't really go with fun and humor and leisure, but it's very important, and I think a family that laughs together is also going to be able to cry together. A healthy family admits to and seeks help for problems. We don't ignore things in healthy families. When things happen, when difficult things happen or bad things happen, we talk about them or we go and get help with them. Sometimes families carry secrets around. Somebody's sick and they don't want to admit it, or somebody has a problem and no one tries to help. And I don't think that's a good example that we want to set for our kids. I don't know that we have ever, any of us are going to come up with good examples for this, but I think it's important that we have to sit down and talk about these things and work them out. Now, in our family, we never had to go into counseling. So I'm not sure I would know exactly what to tell you from the standpoint of a father here talking about his children. But I think if somebody's having a problem, it's always a good idea to acknowledge it, to bring it out in the open, and to ask if you can help them to get the help they need. Parents talk to me all the time about their children having struggles. And they say, what should I do? You know, and I say, well, bring them in. You take them in and you talk about you and you talk about the struggles. Help them to see that it's not all their fault. So that's some good advice there. Now, if you're in a place where you don't have access to people like counselors or whatever, or they only come around when they have a conference or, you know, they're just for a few days, you might have to kind of ask for some coaching help to help you with the problems that a kid is facing. What I found, if the parents are the least bit open about acknowledging their stuff, what they've done to contribute, and the kid doesn't feel like he's been typecast or demonized or whatever, that there's usually an openness to start addressing some of those things. Now, with regards to this is a work group, your work group, what is it like? Is it full of humor? Does it have any humor? Is it only work? Do you guys ever do leisure things together? Now, I go back to boundaries, and I don't think you should do everything as a team, but I think you should have some sorts of leisure time things together. It might be as simple as going to church together, or it might be as simple as having a potluck meal together, or whatever, but to have some things together. Also to try and do something fun. As I've been around the world, and I visited with groups of people who are living where they don't necessarily belong, or at least where they didn't grow up, one of the things that has struck me about the healthy aspects of them is the way in which they used humor, the way in which they played games, the way in which they enjoyed each other and gave each other permission to do a little bit of fun making at the expense of the other. If you have those kinds of things going on, then you get a gold star for the week. If there's not enough of those things going on, strategize for a few minutes after this program about how you can bring some of those things into line. Well, there you have it. That's my quick little series on family strengths. I hope you enjoyed it. I'd encourage you to think through all those things, seeing if you've been able to look at family systems in a new way and come up with some new ideas. And I hope that's where you are. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.